Hello, listeners. Welcome to your weekly podcast, How to Save the World. In today's episode, I have a special guest and we are going to talk about how plastic pollutes our oceans and what we can do to reduce our massive plastic consumption. Did you know that the average European person produces more than 100 kilograms of plastic waste per year and that it takes up to 500 years for this plastic to decompose? Especially the ocean suffers immensely as 11 million tons of plastic end up there every year. This is expected to treble by 2050 as we use plastic for everything. For our clothes, dishes, electronics, cosmetics, cars and many more. We are in contact with plastic throughout the whole day. And do you think that we would continue to use plastic as carelessly as we do if we knew how much harm it does? Plastic does not biodegrade but will fragment into smaller and smaller microplastic bits which enter the air, soil, drinking water and the food chain. You cannot imagine the range of products plastic has already been detected in, like for example sugar, salt, honey, fish and beer. Recycling bottles and picking up rubbish at the beach is not enough anymore. It's time that we save us and our environment. Therefore, I have invited Kim, who is an expert when it comes to plastic pollution. She's the owner of the zero waste shop Unverpackt Birk in Düsseldorf. Welcome to my podcast, Kim.
Hi.
Would you like to tell us something about your shop and why you opened it?
Hello, everybody. I'm Kim. I'm very happy to be here. As Carlotta mentioned, plastic is one of the biggest environmental problems. 2 years ago, I opened my shop in Birk because I realized that we must reduce our plastic consumption in general. Every year, more than 100,000 sea animals die due to plastic pollution. They get tangled up in bigger pieces floating in the water, or we starve because small debris locks the stomach and prevents them from eating. But not only is plastic a problem for the environment. The University of Vienna has recently found microplastics in the digestive system of people from 8 different countries.
Wow, it's sad that I'm not even surprised when it's in the fish we eat and in the water we drink. Are there already known side effects caused by this?
The problem is that there have been no long-term trials on how plastic will affect humans, but the toxins used to produce plastic are known to cause birth defects, type 2 diabetes, infertility, cardiovascular diseases, and the list can go on. And this is exactly why I opened my shop. I want to reduce plastic consumption by offering plastic-free grocery shopping.
And how does your store differ from others? How does the shop work exactly?
Oh, it's so easy. You bring your own container, like boxes made of stainless steel or glass, wood or tin, or whatever you like. You weigh your container, you fill it with what you need, and then you pay by weight. This is great because you only buy exactly as much as you need.
And which products do you sell?
Oh, that's a lot. We sell noodles, rice, soy, things for cooking and baking, like eggs, sugar and oil. You can mix your own tea, grind your coffee and flour, and we also have dried fruits and seeds.
What about things like toothpaste and soap? I always feel like there's a lot of unnecessary packaging on hygiene products, but I don't really know how to avoid it.
Yes, sure, we do sell these things. We have solid soaps and shampoos, bamboo toothbrushes, tablets to use as toothpaste, and...
Hold on! Tablets to use as toothpaste? How does that work?
It's easy. You just chew the pills, it will foam a bit, and then you brush your teeth like you normally do. This is a good alternative for everybody who doesn't want to mix their own toothpaste.
Okay, these sound really cool.
Yes, and then we also have deodorant, lotion, detergent, and if you forgot yours, we also sell bottles, cloth bags and other containers.
So your shop is basically plastic free. That's one thing I can imagine is very difficult. How do you choose your suppliers?
We choose suppliers with local products, who also pay attention to sustainability and eco-friendly packaging. For me, it's important to know where the product comes from.
This sounds great, but doesn't that also make it more expensive to shop at your store? I bet many people think they can't afford to go there even if they want to do something about their plastic consumption.
Yes, it's true that the production of plastic is very cheap, but plastic is not made to last, and in the end you rebuy many things you could make yourself or that you could reuse. This aspect alone makes this lifestyle affordable, and you stop harming the environment. And as I've mentioned before, we only sell local products, which means we save transportation costs while offering our customers the best quality. And we also save on packaging and preservatives. When you only buy the amount you need, it means less wasted food in general. Right now, the products are of course a bit more expensive than what you will find in your local store, but all in all, you save money in the long run. We also have products in different price ranges, and when there are more than the existing 30 zero waste stores in Germany, because of an increasing demand, the prices in the shops will also fall.
Isn't there also biodegradable plastic? Wouldn't that be a good alternative?
This is well intentioned, but it does not really help. The problem is that a lot of plastics that are said to be biodegradable, like shopping bags or bottles, would only break down at temperatures of 50 degrees Celsius. When they land in the ocean, they will sink and never break down. Biodegradable plastic has to be disposed in special composting facilities, but they are not available for everyone. Only 10% of all plastic will be recycled, so the number of people who would dispose of their biodegradable plastic in these facilities will be even lower. Therefore, it would be better to reduce plastic consumption in general, because you cannot expect the consumer to have all this individual responsibility. We are blamed for using too much plastic straws and bottles when about 10 companies are responsible for 71% of all pollution. Zero waste shops can help to offer a range of products that are more sustainable. As long as plastic is offered, it will be bought.
Is going shopping at your store everything we can do to reduce our plastic consumption? Or what else can everybody do?
No, there are heaps of other things we need to consider in reducing and recycling plastic. For example, you can buy wooden toys, and you should really avoid single-use plastic. So always bring your own bags, lunchboxes, and glass bottles. And there's also the option of plastic-free clothes.
You never really hear about plastic when talking about clothes. What do you have to pay attention to when you buy them?
Oh, there are several options of plastic-free clothes, but my new favorite is hemp.
Hemp?
Yes, hemp. It's so great. It's a biodegradable material and has dozens of potential uses, from clothing to paper. Hemp is already appearing in some objects you would never imagine. In combination with other plant sources, it's used for the construction of cars, boats or instruments, for example.
Wow!
But this is not everything that has to change if we want to save our world from drowning in plastic. It is important that especially our politics change. The UK and the US have already banned microbeads used in body scrubs and toothpaste. Other nations want to ban plastic straws.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
This would be a good start, but we need to go way beyond that. Plastic production has to be reduced, just as alternatives should be encouraged. Maybe zero waste shops could receive government subsidies, just like the dairy industry. It is time that we get new laws and that people receive education on their consumers' behavior, and then other countries would have to follow suit.
That sounds like a plan. I think what you are doing is really great, and we should all start to remove plastic from our lives bit by bit, starting by shopping at a zero waste store and throwing out every single use item of plastic we possess, at a proper facility, of course.
Yes, I hope that this podcast will inspire people to do that.
I think it will, especially because your shop makes the goal to live without plastic attainable. You'll definitely see more of me now when I'm buying my toothpaste pills and noodles.
Cool.
Thank you for taking the time to do this interview with me.
It was a pleasure.
Our next podcast topic will be ways to reduce your CO2 footprint in your daily life. As always, until next week, and don't forget, anything you can do, you should do.